You're listening to Podcast to Practice, brought to you by Springer Health Plus IME. Podcast to Practice brings you expert-led, independent medical education discussions, inspiring healthcare professionals to maximize their learning and make measurable changes in their own clinical practice.
I think we can say that the use of lecanemab in the real world is possible, is safe and manageable. When you apply it according to the on-label, American on-label, it's safe and manageable, and it's safer when neurologists apply restriction as exclusion of APOE4, E4, or exclusion of anticoagulant. So during the symposium, we could identify two positions in US, with a position that is in favor of the prescription on on-label without any restriction, inclusion of APOE4, E4, and inclusion of anticoagulated patient, and other way of think to apply more restrictive indication. So they don't want to give, they don't recommend to give, to administrate lecanemab and donanemab to patients who are APOE4, E4, or who are treated with anticoagulant. So according to the results, it seems that the benefit-risk ratio is better when we exclude, when we apply restriction of those patients. For the American guidelines for donanemab, they are following the same way, with a non-recommendation in APOE4, E4 patient and a non-recommendation in anticoagulated patient. So this is kind of homogeneous position to become safer for the patient without losing efficiency. We will need research. Today, the research will be needed from real clinical practice, and we will have to use the data from the network and the network database like ADNet in America or INFRAD in Europe. With this data, including several thousands of patients, we will be able to determine the population who have the best efficiency and the lowest secondary effects, specifically ARIA. So I think with the data from the real world practice, we will be able to optimize the benefit-risk ratio for the patients. The second point is that we'll have to evaluate the American guidelines for donanemab, of course, by American neurologists, but also by international neurologists. And we will have to improve these guidelines according to the different population in the world, and create maybe other guidelines in different countries. And the last point is for the pharmaceutical laboratories. We will need research and development for all the design of administration, like in the donanemab presentation, but also of we will need all the galenic of administration to cover all the countries, including urban area. And for example, a subcutaneous administration will be very good for all people and clinicians and, of course, patients.
Thank you for listening to Podcast to Practice, brought to you by Springer Health Plus IME. For more information on our educational programs available, visit ime.springerhealthplus.com.